from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I just let this go forever, honestly.
Pretty good TV intro song.
Oh, yeah.
So, was it made just for this show?
Yeah. I think so. Is that Hank Williams?
It's Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard, right, yeah. Okay. Today's show.
The only way they know how.
All right. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. You know, looking back on it, of course, the that car, the what was it called?
Oh, yeah, what is that? Yeah, it's General Lee.
General Lee.
Yeah.
It had the what's it called?
The racing.
Well, but it had the Confederate
flag on there, yeah.
Which,
at that age, I didn't know what the hell a Confederate flag was.
Right, and I don't think, you know, it's funny. I remember reading about this last year, I think. I don't think they were trying to make it seem like the time and the place. I don't think that the idea at that point was what it was.
Yeah.
But I was in college. I transferred from USC to Syracuse from freshman year to sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And sophomore year, I had 3 roommates that I had never met before in the dorm. And they were from the middle of nowhere in New York. And we had 2 bedrooms and 1 common room in the middle. And the guy, I forget what his name was, asked me, hey, do you mind if we hang a Confederate flag in the common room? And I was like, what?
What?
Yes. Yes, I mind. Well, we don't mean anything. It's like, you know what? I don't think.
Yeah, no.
Don't think this is a good idea. All right.
Smart move by you.
Yeah. Everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show is now.
It might have been Waylon Jennings.
Well, which one was it?
I think it was Waylon Jennings.
It could have been Waylon Jennings. I don't know.
Yeah, it was Waylon Jennings. Yeah, okay. Never mind. I got a little excited talking about Merle.
Yeah.
Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard.
So what happened today is, you know, obviously we're all working on growth mindsets.
Yep.
You know, you want to get better. You want to get sometimes
1% better every day.
Exactly. And sometimes when you're going through a growth mindset, you got to look inward and realize the things that you don't handle well. Because there are situations that I've realized recently that I don't handle well.
Mm.
And one of them might have been talked about earlier on this show.
The Trey Thomas.
Trey Thomas.
Trey Turner.
The top 5 things that I don't handle well.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah.
Can I have 5 after this?
Yeah, you sure can.
Yeah, okay. Right.
You've been a part of some of these.
Yeah.
Number 5, confrontation.
No, yeah.
Anytime there's confrontation, Jack's out. Yeah,
yeah.
Like I don't do confrontation. I don't take part in confrontation. I'm a pacifier, not a, you know, don't create firestorms or try not to.
Yeah.
Well, you are an agitator, though.
Yes. Agitator, yeah. Yeah, but anytime anyone pushes me, I back down.
Yes. You start the fight, but then you run.
And then I got Ike behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of wish you wouldn't admit this stuff on the air. It makes between you and Spike getting punched and not doing anything about it.
I was on the ground.
Yeah. Well, you got up at some point, didn't you?
Yeah, but it was in the middle of school. I hit the guy in the parking lot of Reed's Bluebell.
Oh, I forgot about that. Once. That's right. You did get you one lick in.
Yeah.
That's a lot more than Jack has ever done.
Look,
yeah.
I would say that Jack, I've known. How long have you been here now? 7 years? Something like that?
Yeah, 2017.
So you are a little bit better with conflict now than before when I left, but you're still like third percentile of people who handle conflict well.
I don't like being yelled at.
And TK's more of a Rockwell than you are, man.
Of course, you hear him in there? He's all fired up.
Yeah, TK's an animal. Are you kidding? That guy lives and breathes conflict.
I'm like Tucker. Me and Tucker, if we ever got in a fight, we're both just going to go home and drink milk.
Yeah, yeah. I just...
The fighting?
Yeah. Drink milk. Tucker still drinks milk.
He does still drink milk. He brings in a gallon.
Is he 8 years old? What's he doing?
I know.
Okay.
I know. The fourth thing that I personally don't handle well, and this may have been in the Trey Turner video, I don't interact with like famous people very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, I don't want to come across like too fanboy. I have no idea how to act cool, you know, or calm. So once you get to know me, I'm fine.
Right.
But even like Hugh, he's like, you're Hugh Douglas, man.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to you on the phone, but like, I'm a five-time appearance guy.
Takes a while before he gets used. Yeah, comfortable.
I'm not a first guy. Yeah, not a first impressions man.
And you know, as a producer of a big show in a big city, it's great when the producer doesn't want to talk to famous people.
I don't want to bother
him. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah. I would say that booking famous people not Jack's specialty. No. Not surprising.
No,
his specialty.
They gotta want to come on the show.
Yes.
I don't want to bother them.
You're right. He's not calling to get people to come on the show.
Yeah.
He expects them to call and be like, I love to come on.
Well, yeah, it's like Mark to tell stories of like you call like Al Michaels' house.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never.
Jack's like,
I would never.
Well, Jack's like, hey, I want Shane Gillis to come on the show. Shane Gillis is a comedian. Like, and I just think like, okay, then write an email, call somebody. You can get Shane Gillis.
Right.
But we'll just keep saying it on the air and hope that it manifests.
Hope he hears it one day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Spike will do it.
Yeah. Yes.
Or Spike will just do it.
Right.
Again, idea, man.
Yeah,
the third thing I don't handle well, may have just gone through this, negotiations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he could have said, hey, like, I want this kind of raise. Yeah, well, you're not going to have a job. Okay, that's fine. I'll see it work on Monday. Negotiations, like any kind of car deal or anything, like, you know, like back in the day, your parents, like my parents, but yeah, you gotta go back and forth with them.
You got to barter with them, yeah.
No. Well,
what? You're accepting the first number they give him. He's like, all right.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
Well, you know, it is a different business now than it was 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, 15 years ago, you could have said, well, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. Now they look at you and they go, all right, you don't even put dress shoes on. Where do you think you're going to go? You know?
I know.
They got me. They got you.
Right? I know. It just happens.
Well, yeah.
Or never negotiate.
I'm glad I don't have the same mindset.
No, you don't. Yes. No. A little different status.
I'll be in this position not long from now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Rod, you better take care of my boy.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck, fellas.
Yeah.
Sticking with those two.
Yeah.
The third.
Hugh, Jack, and Spike in the afternoons.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Second thing that I don't handle well, and Ike saw this firsthand, not really an emotional guy. You know, I'm more of a make a joke guy than get an emotional guy.
You are not great at honest emotion stuff.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's ever going to tell Walker that he loves him.
Yes.
Or anything.
I do tell Walker every day I love him.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's good.
Yeah,
at least you're getting an early start.
Because you can barely talk at this point. Talking to Walker is like talking to a dog.
Yes.
Very similar, too.
Yeah.
Like he just kind of shuffles around, doesn't make much sense. Like tries to talk, but it really just sounds like barking. But like, I just, you know, in any situation, like Jill, like Jill's whole family, they say, oh, you're going to do the Jack hug? Because when I hug with them, it's just like, you know, there's the two pats. I'm a pat on the shoulder.
He is uncomfortable, man.
I don't do the emotion stuff. Like,
what is wrong with him, man?
Everyone will be fine. My whole thing is everyone will be fine.
Yeah, actually,
everyone will be fine.
It's Wednesday of last week, and we're at the High Hopes night in Wilmington,
mm-hmm.
and we're leaving,
mm-hmm.
and it was a intense week for me. So I went up to Jack, and I was like, hey, thank you for this week. He's like, just sort of. And I was like, oh, that's just Jack, I guess.
We got it. We're just doing a job.
Fine.
And then the obvious one was the Marks, you know, Marks last day.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That was the obvious one.
My big moment. You know.
What did you say again?
Appreciate you. We had a fun show. Like, again, nothing personal. I just, you know. Everyone will be all right.
Yeah.
Everyone will be all right.
I went through 5 minutes of talking to tell Marks how much we appreciated him and everything else.
Jack's
you
like,
know, real heartfelt stuff too, man. And, you know, I look over to Jack.
Jack's like, I'll catch you on the other side,
buddy.
Yeah, I'm
like, okay, now it's your turn. Like, okay, Jack, you got anything? He's like, yeah, appreciate you.
Yeah. Again, your two funerals, I'll talk.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even want you showing up at my funeral,
no,
man.
No, awkwardly. I mean, because at your funeral, there's going to be too many well-known people there. Yeah. Jack's just going to be off in the corner.
Well, first of all, I don't plan on going anytime soon.
Well, I hope not.
So a lot of those well-known people may not be here.
Oh, right.
When I go.
Yes.
That's right. Very positive.
We could just imagine, like, something, you know, something tragic happens. Big Red's at the funeral, and, and here's Jack won't even. I'm like, Jack, get him for a call on Monday.
To talk about it.
Talk about
it.
Well, we're going to have a huge ratings week if something happens to you tragically.
Yeah, I know, but then after
you
that.
You want us to be number one, right?
Well, I tell you.
Hold on. Do I get your bonus?
A sitting down rod.
Well, this is wrong, man.
Yeah, it's turned. You know, the problem is,
this is definitely turned.
It's
and
definitely
not in my
turned.
Favor either, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're not far behind him, Spike.
No, I'm not. I'm not. And I'm probably.
But he's much more healthier than I am.
Yeah,
that's
but
for
I
sure.
Got the hip
he's
thing.
Got the hip.
Yeah, I got the bad allergies. You know, I take care of myself, but it sometimes it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, you eat well.
I do eat well.
Yeah,
I do eat well.
I do not eat well.
No, 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 that's good.
Don't
that's
bring
good.
Up the picture.
Right. I'm not going to bring up the picture. But the number one thing that I don't handle well, and this is well documented, but realized it again last night going through my Twitter feed, I don't handle other people's baseball opinions very well.
Oh, God. Yeah. We should have known that was going to be number one. Yeah.
Frankly, don't want to hear him. I actually texted Spike last night because I was thinking about the Elliott hour. That was a great hour. But I was like, listen, I'm not going to interact with him when he does the baseball thing. Like, I just can't.
And you know what my response was?
Yeah.
Oh, when he talks about baseball, I'm going to seek you out and
directly.
Say something.
Yes.
I think yesterday I had to do it. I went, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I dodged and
he didn't
and
want to be bothered with it.
Yeah. Dodged and weaved.
And by the way, it's not just Elliott. Like, I'm sure, I think I know baseball just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I am sure when I have opinions about baseball, it drives you crazy.
Sure.
Yes.
Dude, anybody at this station.
Yes.
Now, he works with us, so we don't.
He has to do
it. Yes, he has no choice, yes. So he has to at least placate us. You know what I'm saying? He has to be kind of okay with
Can't
our opinions. Yes, yes.
Well,
but we can tell by how he speaks about everyone else that he feels the same way about us, too.
Yep. Well, you must. Okay, here's my guess on one guy at the station whose baseball takes your respect, outside of the Phillies broadcast people.
Right. Yeah.
Giglio.
Mostly, yeah, until he goes too far.
Yes.
Because even Giglio can go too far
sometimes. He can go too far, but he is at his heart.
A day-to-day.
He's a baseball guy.
Oh, yeah.
His core is baseball guy.
I actually think that's probably his strongest. He says his number one sport,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
baseball.
It's definitely baseball.
It's a New York sport. He's a New York guy.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's not really a New York guy.
Yeah, but I think he got his bones. Like,
he
you
did.
Know?
He did.
You know,
on
talking,
fan.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can you believe they didn't keep him? What
idiots.
I know, idiots.
If you were there, you would have definitely stolen him.
Friggin', I thought about stealing him from out there.
Yeah.
But then I was like, he's doing well. Should I tell that story? Nah,
no,
tell that story.
Tell
off
that
air,
story.
Off air, off air.
Yeah.
But he, yes, I certainly thought about it. But he was doing so good down here, and then everything was going to move around, and he was going to be fine. And I was like, you can't ruin WIP, and especially when I'm going to go back there eventually. I want to make sure it's a strong lineup.
That's actually genius. Chess, not checkers, pal.
Chess.
Yeah. Today's show is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Good list, Jack.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, good, very good list, and I can pretty much vouch for all of those things.
Yeah, and I think my problem is too. Like, I'm not really awkward. Like, I'm perfectly fine. It's just there's something I don't do well in. My extra list also. Like, I don't know if you guys are like this. So I don't read instructions. Like we're trying to install this car seat for Walker in the back, and there's like a whole book of manual.
Yeah,
but I'm not. I can't.
You just wanted to just fiddle around with it till you figure it out.
Yeah, just stick it in. And
whoa.
Hold on.
Pause.
That's how we got Walker here in the first place, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like, I don't read instructions.
Yes.
I'm not a great reader.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm not a great reader either.
In one ear, out the other.
Yeah, I'm a better reader than you.
Yeah,
I think.
Like we got this bed ordered the other day, and I'm like, who's gonna put this together?
I know you're not putting the bed together.
I keep waiting for Jill to just do it. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
He's gonna call his mom.
She's 3 months pregnant.
He's gonna call his mom. He's gonna have his mom and his pregnant wife putting together the bed as he sits.
While he's holding Walker, looking at the game.
Yeah, watching the Phillies and tweeting the fingers off.
Oh, my father-in-law's a contractor. Maybe we can get him on the bed.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's on the bed. Yeah.
Yeah. He's on the bed.
I'm shelling out household chores here. Yeah.
Mom's weed whacking. We're going to put.
Jill's going to be building the bed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Father in law's building the bed. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Are you the man of the house or not?
I'm working on it.
Yeah. Walker's going to be man of the house before you're the man of the house.
Right.
It's actually a fair. I hope so.
Yeah. Give him 6-7 years. He'll be there.
It's a good list. Good list.
Good list. Gary in Vineland. You're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Mike, I'm worried about you.
Uh-oh. Why?
I think Big Shampoo is coming to get you. I've never heard more shampoo deodorant ads in this station until you started.
Oh, ads. Oh.
I've never heard a shampoo ad.
Dude,
are we running shampoo ads?
All I know. Well, he might be. Are you listening online?
Yes, well, both. But, like, I'm telling you, look over your shoulder when you're walking that dog.
Oh, yeah, dude, Big Shampoo, Big Toiletry is going to come for me. I'm exposing their lies about deodorant and shampoo and conditioner and chapstick. I started
the shampoo thing.
What's that?
I started the shampoo thing.
The no shampoo thing? Let me know how it goes in a week. Give me a week.
I like it. I've been doing it for 4 weeks.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
There you go, buddy. You're saving all that money and you have better looking hair. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got my own oils. I don't need anybody else.
Yeah, there you go.
So you knew it was an uncomfortable phone call when Saquon didn't start the call off with, "What's up, Big Pimpin?"
Right. Yeah, that was the first sign.
Big Pimpin?
Yeah.
Yep, that was the first sign.
He was like, "Yeah, what do you want?"
So you a talent guy or a chemistry guy for the Phils at the deadline?
I think chemistry, because I just don't think we need to mess anything up. I just think it would piss more people off and create a distraction. I don't think Marshawn, I mean, what's he about, like 250? What is he going to play? Hardly at all?
Yeah, I think it's less about Marshawn at this point. You know, we talked about that a little bit, and more about the deadline in general and the idea of disrupting what's going on. And I guess I just keep going back to, they had great chemistry the last 2 years, and you might have wanted to have one more bat in there the last 2 years. And this is just Ike brought up the, you know, when they had been to a few straight NFC championship games and they finally just said, we need like an MF-er in here to make a big difference. And we will try to figure out the other stuff. And I just sort of feel like the Phillies, it's hard with baseball to quote unquote go for it. You know, I just keep thinking about the Hunter Pence trade that they didn't need to make or whatever. But I don't know. I feel like if it's there, they got to go for it this year. And I can't think of a way that they go for it that hurts them next year. Like, they're not going to trade an important piece of this particular team. The reason I want them to go for it is I just think they can go for it without messing up the team at all, you know?
Yeah, I'd rather have like a Corey Bellinger than a Jazz Chisholm kind of guy.
Yeah, unfortunately, Bellinger feels a little too similar to Jazz Chisholm at this point, where I think Bellinger a couple of years ago, I would have liked him a little bit more than I like now. I just want somebody who's going to hit 35, 40 home runs. That's what I want. Home runs, home runs, home runs. Gary, who's your first celebrity crush?
How about Marianne, Little Gilligan's Island?
Oh man, another good one.
Another good one. We got a lot of ones. That's a good one, Gary.
Are you more of a Marianne or Ginger guy?
Marianne. Marianne's the answer. I was like, what are you?
Yeah, I'm a Marianne guy too. So I wasn't a big fan of blondes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can appreciate them, but if there was a brunette on the show, like I was more of a Janet mm-hmm. than a Chrissy guy.
Yep.
I was more of a, was it Shirley that was the brunette with Laverne and Shirley, right?
I don't remember either.
I think
she
had the black hair or either the dark hair.
I don't remember which one was.
Yeah,
which.
Yeah, I think she was. So I think I kind of fell in that category too.
But like Christina Applegate,
I do. I didn't say I didn't like blondes.
Okay, all right. I want to make sure.
Yes.
I want to make sure.
And the Heather Locklear.
I want to make sure what
and
I'm
Heather
dealing
Thomas.
With. Yes.
Is Marianne from Gilligan's Island?
Yes.
Yes.
You want to give us your judgment? Whether you like Ginger Marianne?
I think I was a ginger guy.
Okay. Oh, redhead.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Is that why her name was Ginger?
Yes.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah.
TV was so much simpler back
yep,
then.
Yep, they just
yes.
named you by your hair color. We got Ginger, Blondie, yes. Brownie over there, Baldo. Okay. Coming up next, we will get to the text line. We will award the Foxhole Guy award for
and
the
And we
day.
Don't have leading off tonight.
And we don't have leading off. So we're going to go all the way through. There's even yeah. more regular show to come up.
There you go.
Great news. That is all next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Fishing, malware, ransomware, and social engineering.
You still want to say malware.
He definitely wants to say malware.
Well, because I always forget which is the right one.
It's mal. Mal. Mal.
Yeah, val, right. mal. Yeah, I should know that by now. Social engineering are words every employee should be familiar with in today's world of increasing cyber threats. Human error is the number one cause of data breaches. So Telesystem is making it their mission to educate businesses on current threats and how to prepare for and prevent cyber attacks. Security awareness training is the first line of defense to educate employees and defend against attacks on your business. Visit hackersuck.com to get your free 30-day no obligation trial by using code Philly2024. Again, that's hackersuck.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy, the boy this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour. The weather started getting rough.
Is this the best TV show theme song?
Oh, that's a different show.
The minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert.
I think.
Gilligan,
oh, shoot.
The skipper too. The millionaire and his wife.
The movie star.
The professor and Marianne. Here on Gilligan's Island.
I think the best TV theme song is Greatest American Hero.
Oh, he don't remember that one.
No, it's yeah. before him, and it was only on the air for 2 years, but it is a great song. In fact, Tommy...
Great Space Coaster, right?
No.
I'm not thinking of a different...
No, Greatest American Hero... You mean the song?
Yeah.
No, it was... Can you find the Greatest
American... I remember the show. It was the superhero that was...
Blonde hair.
Yeah. And he couldn't fly straight.
Yeah, the... You know who does a great version of that is our friend Tommy from Down the Shore. That does an excellent version of that song. Here we go. Ah, yes.
Yep, that's it.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself.
That's a good theme song.
Suddenly I'm on top of the world. Should have been somebody else.
Now, could Tommy sing this in?
Believe
yes.
it or not, I'm walking on
oh,
air.
Oh, this song.
Yes.
I like could be so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
So not only can Tommy from Down the Shore sing it in Tommy from Down the Shore voice, when we had him and Tony T on the podcast once, mid-pandemic, they did 10 minutes of theme songs in
oh,
voice.
Yeah? That's got to be classic,
and we
man.
did. So I do a podcast with Tommy from Down the Shore. We do a music podcast. Oh, you were on it. You were
yep,
on with us.
I
yeah.
did it. Yep.
So we did a live show once, and we ended it with Mutlu just singing TV theme song after TV theme song after TV. Golden Girls crushes.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest American Hero crushes. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good TV theme song guy. Good
yeah.
TV.
That's back when TV theme songs were great.
Were great. The Perfect Strangers one was great. Mm-hmm. You know.
How many of those did Alan Thicke do?
Did he do the songs?
You know, he did some theme songs.
Oh, I didn't
he's
know
a
that.
Singer, yeah.
I did not know that. I did. Of course, his son, is a singer. Yeah. yeah. So we have some audio from Rob Thompson talking about the Bryce Harper injury. He may be held out tonight. We'll get to that right after we talk to Big Aaron in West Philly. What up, Big A?
Man, I'm sorry not talking to you guys in a while, man. I had a lot of problems going on. But
well, everything good?
We're wishing the best for you.
No, they was bad problems, man. But I'll talk to y'all about them later.
All right.
First of all, my headphones got all messed up. I had to order some new ones. So I just was listening. And know what? I'm learning about your four. What is it called again?
Mount Rush 4.
You're a unique guy, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot wrong with me, man.
Yes.
It's a lot wrong with me.
When you started with the talking about the suburbs.
Yes.
That's the city. I thought you were talking about the city. The same thing happened in the city. The dog problems.
Yes.
The people don't wave back, don't say hi. I mean, all that happens everywhere.
Well,
and then where do people move from the city to? The suburbs.
Yes, I agree.
City suburban people there.
Big A's mad at me on this. I do think.
I'm not mad at you. I'm
okay.
just saying that was funny the way you said it.
Oh, okay. Well,
and then I'm going to get to the tattoo thing.
Well, just real quick. I think there's so I've lived in all different places in the city. I agree with you. When I lived in like South Philly or my friends that lived in West Philly, where you park in front of your house, blah, 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 a lot of that stuff happens. But in other parts of the city, like when I lived in Old City or I lived in Chicago, it wasn't like that. So I think the more neighborhood parts of the city, it's definitely like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog stuff, for sure. And but also driving too fast down the street, I feel like is definitely a suburban issue.
But you don't get that in the city.
Yeah.
Well, it's more accepted in the city.
Yes.
People drive down the street that way.
Yes. You sort of accept, you sort of understand that it's going to happen. Yes. But anyway, so you had a problem with the tattoos as well, Big A?
Yeah, man, because everybody got tattoos down. You like you self-conscious about some tattoos on you.
No.
People got tattoos on their face, for God's sake. They got tattoos everywhere. I got some on my arms and all that. Man, who cares?
No.
No,
God bless you, man.
I got to talk about some other stuff, man.
Okay, go.
You got some stuff you need to get off his chest.
It's been a while. Go ahead.
The chemistry and the talent thing, okay? Give me talent. Damn the chemistry.
Yes.
You know why? Because Bill Laimbeer said when Mark McGwire came to the team, he came, he said, Isaiah, he grabbed him. He said, you're going to do it the way Isaiah and me do it. Mark McGwire said, man, get away from me, man. I'm just here to play ball. That's all you're doing is playing a sport. You ain't got to be all chemistry'd up and we hang out together at night. You know, we ain't got to do all that, man. Just win us some World Series.
Dude, if we win, we can all celebrate afterwards. It'd be tons of chemistry after our wins.
Let me give you the best one I loved growing up.
Okay.
Still love
Celebrity Crush.
She still looked good. Now, if you don't agree with me, man, I'm going to have to take your brother call.
Okay. You know that's important to me.
Good times. Thelma, Thelma, Thelma.
Oh.
You got to say her name three times.
Yes, sir.
Bernadette Standis.
Yes.
Oh, my God. When you was like 12 and 11, look at her. Oh, my God.
Now, see, Big A, you and I think just alike because that's who my celebrity crush was.
Yeah, that was Ipes.
Yes.
Yeah. So you got same page.
I said it
at, 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock,
when we first started.
Or
yeah.
2:30,
okay,
whatever.
I missed it, man. She, oh, my goodness. And she still looks crazy.
Thelma's still fine, ain't she?
Hey,
even with a name
fine.
Like Thelma, you know, she's still fine, man.
I miss y'all, boys, but I listened to you. I just couldn't get in touch with y'all. I'm back, man.
All right, man.
Great show. as usual, when you're kind of unique there, Spike.
Gotcha. I'll take it.
All right, bro.
All right.
Hey, Jack, I got your back.
Thank you.
You should have touched the ball. Now, why? Because we didn't clap for him and make him start having a good season. That was all because of Jack.
That's true.
He get some props.
He did, but that don't mean he should be touching people.
Hey, man, you know, a little touchy-feely sometimes, man. What's wrong with brothers touching each other?
Nothing. Oh, it's just good friendship. Yep.
I got to talk to your son about this, man. This has done went way too far, man.
Just showing love. Big A's right about everything except for the tattoo thing.
I kiss my son on the cheek when I see him. I give him a kiss on the cheek.
Isn't that the best? I do that to my boys, and they hate it, but I still do it. They hate it, and I still do it. Yep.
All right, fellas.
All right, Big A. Yeah. I don't really do that to Elijah because I see him every day.
Yeah.
And that would strain the relationship.
Yeah, a lot of kissing. Yeah.
Yeah, I see him every day. But my oldest, Michael, when I do see him, when he comes up or when I go home, I got to plant one right on his forehead or his cheek, yeah.
Now, we don't do what Tom Brady did, you know.
What did Tom Brady do?
He's a lips man.
Did he kiss his daughter?
No, we ain't doing
that. His son, he kissed his son on the lips.
I'm not kissing my son or my daughter on the lips.
Yeah. Well, nor should you.
What?
Yeah.
My kids are looking at me like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Text Ike the video of that happening.
I didn't see that. Oh, yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville, PA, Mount Laurel, New Jersey, marks-jewelers.com. What matters more for the Phillies at the trade deadline? 61% say talent and 39% say chemistry.
Hmm.
Larry in Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Al?
I'm going with the chemistry. And here's why.
Larry, are you like 10, 15
in the bathroom?
Feet from
like,
your phone?
What's going on?
Yeah, where are you, buddy?
I'm in my living room eating. I got you on my headset. Hold on.
The headset's not working, I think, is what's happening. I'm going to throw them on hold for a second.
That's a violation.
Yeah. Well, and I'm fine with the Bluetooth, but too many people, it's not connected, and they don't know it, so they just end up talking. We just end up talking to them from their phone from 10 feet away. Can we play the Rob Thompson audio, actually, here? And then we'll get to Larry. Rob Thompson spoke about Bryce. So not only did Bryce Harper came back yesterday from the hamstring injury, if you didn't see the game, and I think it was in the second inning, he went up to catch a ball, got hit in the hand. He was like trying to shake it off afterwards, and we didn't hear too much about it afterwards, but then he was iffy for the lineup tonight, and here's Rob Thompson on Bryce.
Bryce in the hand, since you're so close to the break, is if there's any slight discomfort or whatnot, are you just going to say no, or if he's trying to push it, you know what I mean? And are you going to play it safe, essentially, with Bryce in the hand?
Be very precautious.
Hmm. So this thing, they want to be, there's a lot of precaution on this one. Do you think there's any chance that his hand is fine and he tweaked the hamstring?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because like, he looked like at the plate, that first at bat, uh-huh. Like he smoked the ball.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't look right at the plate after that. That feels like more of a hand thing than a hammy.
But again, he smoked the ball and then what did he do?
He sprinted.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not saying it's definite. I'm just
sure.
It's just yeah. They should be careful with him.
Yeah.
You know.
I just hope he did not tweak his hand.
I hope he didn't tweak his hamstring either. I hope he has a bruise on his hand.
Well, he was the one who said not do anything crazy and to sort of take it easy.
And literally the first time he had a chance.
He couldn't. I mean, what's he supposed to do? Right. His instincts took over.
And this is all I said
what you were
yesterday
talking about yesterday.
Is that he does. Because of how he plays, he does not. And baseball is weird. You never know when you're going to need to run hard.
Yeah, it comes in spurts. Yep.
You might go three games and never have to run hard.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it literally is first at bat, he had to run hard. Well,
first at bat. And the way it wasn't how he didn't ease out of the batter's box.
He went.
It was obviously a line drive that he thought was going to get caught. And when he saw it was dropped, he has to take off running.
Yes.
And he almost beat the throw out, so it wasn't as if he could jog down the first base.
No, I hope he has a bruise on his hand, and that's all it is. I am sort of interested that we haven't heard anything about imaging, about like whether
they didn't take an MRI on it.
Well, don't you think it's a little weird if you get hit in the hand hard with a ball, you must pause, you must think that there's a possibility that you could have a fracture in your bone.
Yeah, of course.
I've not heard anything about an X-ray. I've not heard anything about an MRI. That's just a little weird. If they're going to show caution with this, well, then what are you showing caution with? What injury is it? Like, what is it? I don't know. Just throwing it out.
It is food for thought.
It is weird to think about. That's all. Larry in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Larry?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
There you go.
That sounds way better.
Sound better, brother.
Yep.
I guess I'm going to go with the chemistry on this. Here's why. I played baseball in high school, and my coach always said, you know, chemistry with the team. You know, if you have good chemistry with the team, everyone gets along, you know, y'all can go far, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it is with the Phillies. You know, everyone's starting to, you know, get to know everyone over the past 2 years. It took some time. You know, we're at that point, and, you know, everyone is feeding off the energy of each other. So if you take one person out and you put someone else in, you know, that kind of like throws off the balance. And I don't want that. I'm pretty sure they don't want that, but I know they want to win. You know, but then Ike, you also said, you know, having somebody come in as a bat, and I understand that part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's basket cold, you got somebody in there that can get hot automatically. I understand that part. But I don't think that they should, you know, break up the chemistry, break up the boys, you know. And, you know, they can get hot. Like, you know, everyone's been stepping up.
Yep.
You know, that's a great thing. We haven't had that.
Yeah.
We have it now. You know, it's real important to keep.
Yeah, it seems like the Phillies put a premium on it as well. I would hate for it to be a primary reason why you don't go out and make a move that can improve the roster. Now, if you want to tell me you don't want to give up young talent that you feel like you invested in and you want to see them sort of, or you want to hold on to them because you have plans for them in the future, so you don't want to give up that caliber of talent for Roberts. I can understand that more than I don't want to add a player of that talent and that caliber because I believe he's going to mess up the chemistry in the locker room. Because to Spike's point, like, it's a locker room with good chemistry already. And if we believe in the guys that are here, then that shouldn't happen. Somebody from the outside shouldn't be able to come in and disrupt the chemistry in the clubhouse when you got guys like Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto. Like, you got these guys in there. It should be strong enough that whoever comes in will not be able to disrupt that. I mean, you would hope so.
I mean, like, I agree. Like, that's real important. Like,
yeah.
You know, having, you know, with the 08 Philly, with, you know, Jimmy, and there was chemistry that, you know, that allowed them guys to win that game. I mean, to win the, you know, the World Series, the Eagles. It was chemistry that allowed them to win the Super Bowl. You know, the Flyers back in the day, it was chemistry that allowed them to win.
I don't know what that was so long ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's 50 years. Yeah, I think it's both. I think that's part of it. The mm-hmm. correct answer is both. I think when it comes down to it, I do not think that this Phillies team is shaky enough to worry about bringing in a big personality. I think the hierarchy of Philly's culture is set. Everybody knows who the culture setters are.
Yep.
They know their roles. And so another guy's going to either have to come in and fit in or not. And even the worst guys in the world don't want to
be that guy.
You don't want to be the a-hole or whatever.
Yeah,
like, you
I
don't
agree.
Want to be the
yep.
guy. And on a team like, on a bad team, nobody cares.
Right.
Everybody's that guy. Everybody's sick of everybody else.
Yep.
But on a good team, like, nobody wants to
You're
be
the ostracized.
Cast,
right?
Yeah. Hey, Larry, who is your first celebrity crush?
I'm going to have to go with Sanaa Lathan.
Ooh, Sanaa Lathan.
Now, who is
Sanaa Lathan? The best man. Oh, you know her. Loving basketball.
Oh, yeah.
That's Sanaa Lathan,
okay.
yes. That's Sanaa Lathan.
I love how diverse our callers are. We have so many different races, mm-hmm. and every time I'm like, when I don't
you're
know.
Like, now, who is that?
Yeah, one of the two of us.
One of us will know, yes.
yes.
One of the three of us, yes. Because
yes,
Jackie has the younger
well,
demographic.
Well, one's too young. Yeah, yeah. So we got everybody covered. Hey,
yeah.
Let's hit the text line.
Text line.
Please stop sharing the video. Trey at Citizens Bank Park.
For sure.
He's the only person who hates it more than you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Easily. Yeah. You're trying to drive a wedge between us.
He would die for us to drive a wedge between you two. He's wishing every day his dreams about a giant wedge between you two. All right, what's next?
Jeopardy host, this type of popular shirt should never be worn to a golf club. Spike, what is textured? Jeopardy host, ooh, I'm sorry. The correct answer was a wrinkled Fruit of the Loom t-shirt fresh from the package that morning. Alex in Lancaster.
Wow.
It was not a wrinkled Fruit of the Loom t-shirt from the package that morning. Yeah, Alex Trebek, big listener. Wait, didn't he die?
Yes, I believe.
Okay. Yeah.
I got that one right. I knew he was gone. Yes.
It was a textured, I believe it was V-neck.
Textured V-neck.
All right, what's next?
What are you guys talking about? Nosy Spike in the studio.
All right. This is something that nobody even understands.
Well, so I wanted to bring it to the forefront.
We'll bring it to the forefront. Well, Jack's blaming me on this. All right. We're all talking. It was when LA was there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So LA's on, and you're looking at him, and you're laughing and shaking your head, and he's looking at you, laughing and shaking your head. I have no hell idea what's going on. And he's like, don't worry about it.
It doesn't concern you.
What I said was, this is an A-B conversation.
Yeah.
You want to just see your way out of it.
Well, that's ridiculous. And
all I do is compliment him on the question.
It's fine. Well, all right. And it made you guys laugh
that? Because I said I love hearing two baseball guys.
Yes, that's what it was. It was no baseball guy thing.
I'm going to defend myself here.
Okay.
If there are three people in the room and two of them are laughing and the other guy doesn't know why they're laughing, it's only natural to ask why you're laughing.
It does. Yeah, man, just to make sure I'm not the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
You got to do the rest of the show. You know, we're sides here.
Yeah. He was impressed with the question that I asked, yes.
We had a good LA today. It was a good LA segment.
Positive LA,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, he's feeling good. A week ago, he's like, I don't know when Bryce Harper's ever going to come back. And today I was like, are you sure that he's fine? He's like, absolutely. Yep. What's next?
Saquon, great catching you. We wanted you to test the market, but we also really wanted to talk to you about your extended car warranty. Joe Shane in New York.
He did. There was very used car salesman-y. It was very car salesman-y in a bad way.
It was like a tough listen.
Not with one of the great places that we talk about, one of the worst places.
Yeah.
He did not seem, I think I met him twice, did not seem awkward at all. Mm. In those videos and those conversations, he just feels like he's out of his depth, honestly. He feels like he doesn't know how to have a hard conversation with a player. Doesn't even him trying to manage John Mara in that conversation just seemed about the Saquon one that we played last week. I don't know. Just feels like he's not ready.
I agree.
It really makes me want an Eagles one because I'd love to hear Howie on this stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Howie trying to sound all cool.
We're about due for an Eagles Hard Knocks.
Yep. Why have we not had it?
Exactly.
They're the popular. It's
got to be one of the few teams that hasn't done it yet.
This year? Oh, can you imagine? Well, man, we wouldn't be having any fun these days. We'd be fighting about Hard Knocks every day. There wouldn't be any Mount Rushmore, I can tell you that. All right, what's next?
You dummies had to watch TV or movies to find your first crushes. All I had to do was go to the produce section at Acme for mine. Seeds in, please! Joe DeCamera.
Joey Cantaloupe.
Yeah, Joey Cantaloupe. Man.
It was his friend, his roommate. His roommate.
No, it's Joe DeCantaloupe.
Joe DeCantaloupe. Yeah. You know, I hate to admit this, but as we talk about, so if you missed it, Joe said one morning that he had a roommate that cut a hole in a cantaloupe.
Oh, yeah, we didn't believe it was his roommate. Yeah,
and used it inappropriately.
Yeah, definitely.
I hate to admit that every time we bring up Joe and the cantaloupe, I imagine it.
Well, I feel bad for you.
It's horrible.
Yes.
It's horrible.
Try not to imagine that.
Yeah. Final count on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team. Support local business. Mark's Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or marks-jewelers.com. We wound up with 61% our correct talent, 39% incorrect chemistry. We do have to pick our foxhole guy. We had a lot of good ones. So today was based on Jessica Simpson. It was her 44th birthday. Yeah. It was Jack's first celebrity crush. So we did your first celebrity crush. There are a lot of good ones today, man. There are a lot of good ones.
A lot of good ones. The one that you guys both reacted to pretty strongly was Christina Applegate.
It's a good one.
Ooh, Kelly Bundy.
Yep.
Tasty Cake Don with Heather Locklear.
Another good one.
Justin had the first Daisy Duke, obviously.
That's a great one.
I know. Big A had the good times.
Thelma.
Phyllis George. Julia Roberts.
Also a good one.
And Topanga, but that's more from my generation. I don't know. Of those, who kind of jumps out?
Christina Applegate.
Yeah, we both said yeah. I'm down to Christina Applegate or Daisy Duke, and I'll go Christina Applegate. Christina Applegate.
All right. By the way, Spike.
Mm-hmm.
Texted Tommy.
Tommy from down the shore.
Yeah. And he came, he sent me back.
Him singing Greatest American Hero and Tommy from Down the Shore voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. He is the best. I can't wait till we have him on every week. Can you play it?
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
Okay, so Tommy from Down the Shore will be on with us every week during football season. He is also a great singer. So we have him now singing at the Greatest American Hero theme song. He knows I love this.
Look at what's happening to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could be so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just Tommy.
There it is.
There it is.
Well done.
Good, yeah.
Wow. We have a singer at our disposal whenever we need. Whenever we need him. Okay, so congratulations. And who brought up Christina Applegate? Who is the
Mike in Feasterville?
Mike in Feasterville, WIP afternoon show, Foxhole guy. Congratulations. You're also not allowed to call any of the other shows, but
that's right.
But that is it. So we have a seven. Are you doing leading off now? So leading off at 6?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So leading off, and then we have a first pitch at 7 o'clock tonight. We will be back with you tomorrow with another show. Do we have anything big tomorrow? I don't think we have anything big tomorrow. It'll just be another awesome show. As Justin from Tennessee says, love you, mean it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.